Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork African Swine Fever Research Working Group. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
Welcome, Bruce. It's good to be with you.
The Swine Health Information Center's Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report for December, released with its monthly e-newsletter, updates the African swine fever situation. First of all, what are we seeing in terms of new areas of infection, and what's the significance of that?
Well, African swine fever continues to spread, Bruce. During November, Lithuania, Romania, Serbia, and Northern Macedonia all reported outbreaks in domestic pigs, and at a higher rate than what was done before. So this was a November report that was released in the 1st of December. There were 49 outbreaks in those countries in domestic pigs, and compared to only 28 outbreaks in the countries the month before. So it continues to go. One of the things that we're monitoring and looking at is an outbreak in the Czech Republic. The virus was detected in a wild boar carcass near Poland, and I guess that's probably not too surprising with the movement of wild boar in Eastern Europe. The Czech Republic had been negative for ASF, and they worked very hard to eliminate ASF from the country, and this is back to another incursion that has happened in that country. So it's still moving in Eastern Europe. It's still moving in Asia and Southeast Asia. And it still is on the island of Hispaniola in Haiti and the Dominican Republic, although it is being contained there at the current time.
What is happening at this point in areas where we have previously seen infection?
ASF it's an interesting virus in that it is relatively stable, but one of the things that we've noted is that it has seemed to have changed in the Dominican Republic. That's a spot where we have a lot of activity and a lot of scientific activity going on in the virus. We don't have access to viruses in Eastern Europe the way we have access to the virus in the Dominican Republic. One thing that is notable in the DR is that the virus seems to be attenuating some, that it isn't causing the outbreak, the mortality event outbreak that has been seen before or been seen in Asia and in Southeast Asia, Eastern Europe, for example. If we take that virus, and there's been some work by USDA on Plum Island with that virus, and if you take that virus and inject it into a pig, it will cause that pig to die, and it will die relatively quickly. But if you expose the pigs to the virus, just expose them the way they would be naturally exposed, then there's a certain percentage that are going to get sick and recover. There's a certain percentage that don't have that have the virus but don't show clinical signs. And there's another percentage that are going to get sick and die as if they were injected. So it's kind of it's concerning in that it seems to be changing and attenuating some, that decreases the mortality event, which could make it harder to detect. It could continue to linger that way and look like other endemic diseases. So that's something that's a lot of scientific investigation right now, to try to understand those processes and the pig's response to the virus.
What is the risk to North America at this point, and how has that risk evolved or changed?
To North America, it still is on the island of Hispaniola in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. The risk to North America, I think, it continues not just because it's here in the Western Hemisphere right now. Certainly, that ups the game. but we remain at risk from, especially from illegally imported pork products. ASF is not a human disease. Humans do not get it. They can eat meat that contains ASF and there will be no reaction whatsoever. But if a pig comes into contact with that meat, they will end up getting the disease, getting the virus. So I think one of our main vulnerabilities is importation of illegal meats that may have the virus in them and may be contaminated with ASF. And whether that's a sandwich coming on a plane with a grandmother or whether it is a seizure at a seaport. For example, there have been 230,000 pounds of pork-related products were seized at the Los Angeles Long Beach seaport during 2021, reported during 2021. That remains our biggest risk for introduction of the virus into North America. It could be also a product coming from the DR from Haiti on a boat across to Puerto Rico, for example. USDA and Customs and Border Patrol are working very hard to help stop that that risk and mitigate it as best as possible.
And is there anything you would like to add?
The prevention of ASF into North America is a partnership effort. It's not just a federal or state government issue, but it's a state-federal industry partnership. And producers have a big role in ensuring that their pigs don't become infected. That looking at all of the different types of international contacts that could happen on your farm is a really important thing to do. It's not just international visitors, but the sources of your feed and feed components, asking your feed supplier if those are coming from areas of the world that have ASF in them, looking at your workers and their contacts that they may bring pork product that somebody brought over to them onto the farm. So things like policies to make sure that your workers don't bring pork products onto your farm are really important. And that's a big part of the producer responsibility of this state federal industry cooperative program to keep ASF off of North America.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork African Swine Fever Research Working Group. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.